William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
I'm Dan Dawson at Alexandra Palace for the William Hill World Championship, where world number one Michael van Gerwen underlined his credentials for the title with a 3-0 blitz of Finland's Kim Viljanen. The odds-on favourite for the Sid Waddell Trophy hit a 180 with his very first visit, bellowed in celebration and did not look back.
I didn't have to concentrate myself 200%, but I still don't think I did too bad, especially the beginning, the first two sets. I think I played really well and yeah, from then you know you're going to win, but then you also need to get it over the line.
That came in a session which saw former Lakeside World Champ Stephen Bunting miss 7 match darts in a tiebreak loss to Darren Webster, and Christo Reyes share an embrace with young Belgian Dimitri Vandenberg after another thrilling deciding set victory. But it followed an afternoon where Goldfinger Andrew Gilding fought back from 2 sets down to win a sudden death thriller with John Henderson, who'd already missed a dart at bullseye for the match.
The last time I had anything like that was on the floor against Robbie Green, where I was 5-1 down. That's when I hit my first 9 darter on the tour, but that was a grueler. I mean, that really took it out of me. I had to find every ounce of energy.
Benito van der Pas also survived a scare against Malaysian qualifier Tengu Shah, and 9-time major finalist Terry Jenkins beat Josh Payne 3-1, but says this is likely to be his last tilt at William Hill World Championship glory.
No, I've got to wind it down now. I've been saying for the last 2 or 3 years that I'm going to pack it in, and I can't keep going just because I'm playing well. There's got to be a line where I draw, and I think this is it.
Sunday sees another double session with 16-time world champion Phil the Power Taylor opening his account against either the Bulldog John Bowles or Australia's David Platt. Dan Dawson, Alexandra Palace.
Day 4 of the William Hill World Darts Championships here at Alexandra Palace. Justin Pipe takes on Chris Dobie. Now, a few years ago, Justin Pipe, top 16 players, going off the boil. However, the last couple of months shown a bit of form, but he's up against one of the up-and-coming stars in Chris Dobie. Chris Dobie's going to have a good go at Justin Pipe. The bet for me is over 17.5 legs. It's going to be a long game. Mark Webster takes on Joe Mernon next. And Mark Webster, a former Lakeside World Champion, showing a bit of form. Joe Mernon is another one of the youngsters that are coming through. But I've got Webster all the way, and it's good odds. It's one of my strong bets of the day. Daryl Gurney takes on Jermaine Wattemena, another one of the really talented Dutchmen. But Gurney, been playing extremely well the last 18 months, has upped his scoring power, and now he's hitting doubles. It's Gurney all the way for me. A minus 1.5 sets on the handicap. Not a bad one, this. Alan Norris takes on John Michael from Greece. Now, Alan Norris, since he's moved over from the BDO, has really been making inroads. Had a good event here last year. I think he's going to win this match. But the one for me is the William Hill treble. Norris to win, most 180s and high checkout. That's the best odds.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.